Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we honor you, Lord. We lift you up in the house tonight, today, Lord God. We lift your name up in the sanctuary, oh Lord. We give you glory and honor, praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, we honor you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. Love lifted me. Oh, my God. That old rugged cross. Those songs never wear down. Those are beautiful songs. Songs that come from the soul, from the heart. Hallelujah. That pours out unto God. Love lifted me. Hallelujah. When there was nothing else. It was love. It was the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It was the love of God. Hallelujah. So we appreciate the Lord this morning. We honor him this morning. We lift him up this morning on this resurrection day. Amen. On this resurrection day because he lives. Amen. We shall live also. Because he was risen from the grave. We were raised with him. It was the love of God that has done this. And so we appreciate the Lord and all that he's done. Amen. And we continue to pray for the convention in the Philippines with our pastor, Sister Rosie, and Brother Danny that are there. And we also pray for the convention in Africa, in Nairobi. And we want to continue praying that God continues to move. Praise God. And we're here this morning. I want to welcome you, saints, this morning. We serve an awesome God. Amen. We serve an awesome God. Amen. And we cannot recognize what God has done for us. Amen. We need to ask God to help our unbelief. Amen. And we just praise the Lord and give God, Lord, we give God due his holy name. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's, we have been receiving these beautiful scriptures, and God has been showing us and unveiling his love, his everlasting love. There's so much that God has in store for us, and there's so much that God has for us. And his love is everlasting. Amen. And his mercies are new every morning. Praise God. His mercies are new every morning, and we thank God for his mercies. We thank God for his love, and we just honor him today. We just want to give God his glory. Praise God. So let's turn to our scriptures. We've been again receiving the beautiful message of love and what the love of Christ has done in our hearts when Christ shed his blood on Calvary. Amen. And Christ was rose on the third day. Hallelujah. That we may be with him in glory. But God is doing something with our heart right now. God is doing a work in our heart. God is creating the new man, as my wife was explaining or sharing, that inner man, that light. It's not a little light, it's a flame. Amen. He says, I'll make my angels, spirits, and my ministers flame of fire. And God is burning us with his love, his vehement love. It's a Godhead. It's the love of Christ. It's the love that God has given us according to what the love that he's given to us through Christ Jesus. And I just want to go to Psalms 45. Psalms 45, and we'll start at verse 1. And how these scriptures are so beautiful, and how God is dealing with our heart by his love. And we begin to understand that love is the greatest thing. Abideth faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of these is charity that we've been learning. It's the charity, it's the love of God, amen, that he's bringing us back into. He's bringing us back to know him. Paul said, oh, that I might know him, the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Oh, that I might know him. Amen. And God's thoughts are not our thoughts, neither his ways our ways. Even as the heaven is higher than the earth, so is his thought, so his ways higher than ours. And so we must come up to another level in God. We must begin to understand what he has done for us and who we are in him and what that love means for us. It's everything. It's our life. It's the breath we breathe. And we begin to understand, Scripture says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. And we begin to understand and know the love of God and what this love, this great love that he's given us. And another scripture that it talks about, who can separate us from this love? Who can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? So the love of God is in Christ Jesus because Christ is the love of God and God is love. Amen. And Christ is the expressed image, the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of God. And we are understanding and God is revealing that everything was poured in Christ. Amen. And we are complete in him. So we must know what is comprehending or understanding. There's a level in Christ. There's a place in Christ. Paul said, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling that is in Christ, the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. And no greater love than this than a man have than a man laid out his life for his friend. And Christ has laid down his life. So how great is this love? Amen. How great is this love that is in Christ? What are we striving for? Amen. To know the love of God. Praise God. As the saints begin to understand and know what is the length, the depth, the breadth, and to know the love of God that passes knowledge. So that means everything of this world will pass away. But God's love is the greatest. Charity is the greatest of these. So God is bringing us to a place where I am. Christ said, where I am, you shall be also. And he sits on the right hand of the Father. And he made us to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we are beginning to know and understand that God is bringing us from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit. Where is our destination? Our destination is the love of God. God's complete love in our hearts. And it's through by the Holy Ghost. And it's in Christ Jesus. So we begin to understand what is the mind of God. We begin to understand what is the love of God. And this love that passes knowledge, there's no end to this love. What is the length? What is the depth? What is the breadth? And what is the height to know the love of God that passes knowledge? So this love passes this age. It passes this dimension. And it goes on into the kingdom of God. It goes on into the ceaseless ages of God. This love will never fail. It will never stop. But we begin to see and understand that every side of God, we love him more. And we love him more and more. And that love grows inside of us. That love explodes inside of us. It's the nature of God. As my wife read those scriptures, he's given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we may be partakers of the divine nature of God. So we know and begin to connect these things, the scriptures, hallelujah, and begin to see that it's connecting to God. And it's the completeness of his love. And God is bringing us into this completeness. Through Christ, he's reconciling the world unto himself. And so if he is doing such a great work, then where are we? or what are we doing? And understanding that the resurrection was part of the love, the plan of God, God's plan of love in our hearts or to us, to see that Christ had came and he did not take on the nature of angels, but he took upon himself the seed of Abraham. He took upon himself this flesh, praise God. He took upon himself, so he was rich. He was wealthy in all his things, in the heavenlies. But who was rich became poor for us, that we might become rich. So he down, Christ laid down these things, that we may begin to understand or be orientated, praise God, into God's love. So he's bringing us into his love. And so the work has to be done inside of us. And God is doing that eternal work because his love is eternal. His word is eternal. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Praise God. And Christ said, as he is, so shall we be also. And now we are the sons of God. Yet not it appear, praise God, but when he appears in glory, we shall appear with him in glory. So God, there's a reflection of God's love, hallelujah, that is working in our heart. And it's the scripture tells us is that it's Christ in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. What is that good pleasure? It's the reflection of God's love, that God's that love reflects inside of us. Amen. Inside of us that we have that is in Christ Jesus. And so if God is working inside of us, he's given us a great thing by the love of Christ being the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. What is he doing? We have this earthen vessel. Amen. And this earthen vessel will pass away. But the greater work is within. Hallelujah. The greater work is within. Amen. That we have this treasure. There's a treasure. Amen. That God has in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God out of us. Amen. And though the outer man perish, the inward man is being renewed day by day. Praise God. So that work that we are here now is the work, amen, of God working in our hearts. He has his hands in the clay. And what is he doing? He's creating a new nature. He's creating a new man, which is after God created in righteousness and true holiness. And so the work inside of us is the work of his love. It's the will of God. It's the purpose of God that we come to the understanding of his love, that we may know. And the only way of knowing is knowing the mind of God. The only way of knowing is being in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And the only way of knowing is by this word of God, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So that's the way we begin to know piece by piece. The scripture, line upon line, precepts upon precepts. Here a little, there a little. We begin to learn more in God. We begin to go from one glory, amen, to another glory, amen, until we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Praise God. That means God's love has consumed us. God's love has overtaken us. Amen. And we begin to acknowledge God. We begin to respond. We begin to understand how we fight in this world. Amen. For the weapons of our warfare are carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Praise God. That the more we love him, praise God, the more we're able to overcome the enemy. Because we draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto us. That we resist the devil and he will flee from us. Because the devil doesn't want us to know the love of God. He does not want us to worship God. He does not want us to have the inheritance that God has. He does not want us to inherit the kingdom of God. So God, we must begin to be orientated through Christ, because Christ died for us and saved us. He shed his blood for us. Amen. And he imparted the Holy Spirit inside of us. So we're the purchased possession. We are of the promise that is given to us, that we shall be with him, amen, in glory. So God has to show us, amen, himself through Christ Jesus. Amen. And the more we behold his face as in the glass, the glory of God, we're changed into the same image. Praise God. Amen. And so that image of God is love. It is the image of God because he is love. So everything points back to love. Everything points to God. Praise God. And then we begin to express God's love by the praise that is in our mouth. By when we clap our hands, by when we stomp our feet, praise God, and we begin to understand it's not on our own strength, praise God, it's not on our own ways, but it's God's ways, it's the ways of love, praise God, amen, it's the way of love, amen, praise the Lord. And so the scripture begins to reveal in us, hallelujah, in Psalms 45, it says, my heart is indicting a good matter. So our heart, David said, my heart is indicting. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what is going on in the heart? What is the matter of the heart, which is actually one of the titles for the convention in Africa, is what is the matter of the heart. But it says, my heart is indicting of a good matter, so it's overflowing with something that has that is working in his heart, and we begin to understand that same thing, that good matter, is the word of God. That good matter is God's love begin to regenerate us. It's creating that new man, amen. And our heart begins to love God more, as David. Had a heart after God. God said, I found a man. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. I found a man who has a heart after my own heart. I found a man. So there was someone that was allowing the Holy Spirit to do the work. There was someone that was being led by the Spirit of God. And if everyone are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Praise God. That the God's heartstring begin to play upon this man's heart. Hallelujah. And he began to inquire, amen, the things of God, and put the things of God first. Hallelujah. And give God the glory in all his ways. And it says, my heart is indicting or overflowing a good matter. What is that good matter? God is good. Amen. And God has given us that good thing, which is, he said, I will withhold no good thing to them, amen, that love me. I will withhold no good thing, praise God. And this is the good thing, amen. He's given us great and precious promises, the good things, hallelujah, that he's given us is his word. And it says, I speak of things which I have made, come on, touching the king. So we begin to understand now that because this love, because of what this love has done for us, because of what his love is doing for us, amen, that love, we cannot withhold it. Hallelujah. We cannot hold back our conversations. Hallelujah. Are of Christ Jesus. Our conversations is of this love. Our heart becomes his heart. Amen. It becomes connected back Father, my heart is indicting of a good matter, amen, and I speak, amen, what comes in must come out, amen, as a man speaketh, so is he, and what is he speaking? He's speaking the word, he's speaking the commandments of God, amen, he's speaking of the ways of God, so his heart becomes one with God, hallelujah, and it begins to reveal itself, hallelujah, that's the light that shines, amen, that's reflected from Christ Jesus. It begins to reflect out, amen. And when people see you and people talk to you, you don't talk the same anymore because your heart, amen, is indicting of a good matter. Your heart, you want to talk about Christ, amen. You want to praise his name, Amen. You want to spend time with the Lord. Amen. And your heart begins to indict of that good matter of the Word of God, of the love of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And so you begin to want to speak of the things touching the King. Hallelujah. As we read about, was it Jeremiah? Praise God. He wasn't going to tell it. Amen. He had nothing to say. But at the same time, something, his heart was indicting of a good matter. Praise God. And he had to speak of something. Praise God. But when he opened his mouth, hallelujah, he spake of the word of God. Why? Because it was bubbling up. He said it was like fire shut up in my bones. The word of God, hallelujah, come on. The love is that vehement flame. The love is that fire. So you don't just light, as my said, this little light of mine, hallelujah, but you are flames of fire. You are ministering spirits in your heart. Praise God. Something is going on in your heart. God says, lo, in the last day, praise God, said God will take out their stony heart, and I will give them a heart of flesh, and I will write my law on their inward part. That is the fiery law. Praise God. That is the law of liberty. Of liberty. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's the law, the perfect law. Amen. That converts the soul. And your heart begins to turn back to God. Your heart begins to know more of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you begin to open your mouth. Hey, hallelujah. So when you're down and out, you open your mouth and sing praises. And people wonder, how are you going to sing praises in a time like this? Hallelujah. It's because you know something. Amen. That's working inside of you. Hallelujah. Praise my God. Hallelujah. And it says, touching the King, my tongue. See, my tongue is as a pen of a ready writer. So your tongue, hallelujah, begins to talk about the scriptures. But your tongue begins to talk about, amen. You don't know like I know what God has done for me. You begin to witness the word of God. You don't know what God has brought me through. Hallelujah. That's why I can stand and shout and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Job's wife said, curse God and die. He said, you speak like one of the foolish. Amen. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. And it says, my tongue is as a pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're reflecting Christ. You're fairer because you have the robe of righteousness on. You're fairer because God has gave you, David said, created me, amen, a clean heart, hallelujah, and a contrite spirit. He said, created me. There's a new creation, praise God, that's happening inside of you. A new creation. It's called the new man, hallelujah. It's called the hidden man of the heart. He says, thou fairer of the children of children of men. It says, grace is poured into thy lips. Grace, hallelujah. There's grace poured into your lips. It's the word of God. It's the grace that God has given us to teach us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, that we may live soberly, righteousness in this present day. It's the grace, hallelujah. It's poured down in your lips. Why? Because when it comes up, you're speaking the things of God. You're speaking of the love of God. You're speaking of God's grace towards you. Amen. You're speaking how great he is. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Amen. And it says, grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. God has blessed thee forever. Hallelujah. It says, gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty. Come on, he is the most mighty. He is the mighty God. As we say, he is a counselor, a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. Amen. How great he is he. Hallelujah. Gird up thy sword. And when he opens up his mouth, praise God, in Revelation 19, it's a two. It comes out. He opens up his mouth. And what has come out of his mouth is a sharp two-edged sword. Hallelujah. It's a sharp two-edged sword. And the word of God. Gird up yourself with the word of God. Amen. Because the word of God is sharp and quick. Hallelujah. And it cuts asunder all things. Hallelujah. And it says, into thy lips, therefore, God has blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And thy majesty. Praise God. So we begin to see that we must gird ourselves. What is this love when we begin to be on that level to know that our heart is overflowing with God. Amen. And the word of God says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and loved not their lives even unto the death. And so when we begin to gird up ourselves with the things of God, with God's love, God begins to bless us. Amen. God begins to stand on our behalf. The Lord, praise God, begins to lift up our soul. Amen. The Lord begins to set a standard against the enemy. Amen. Though the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord lifts up a standard against him. How powerful is this love? Come on. How powerful and mighty is his name? Praise God. And he who is in the midst of thee, come on, is mighty. He's mighty to save. Praise the name of the Lord. He's mighty to save. Praise God. Praise God. And let's hold your finger there. And let's begin to understand more of what God's love does. And we begin to see. Hallelujah. And go to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles. Are you with me? 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Praise God. In verse 18. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I know our pastor has given this scripture to Sister Rosie to preach in the Philippines, but praise God, I'm also preaching it here. Praise the Lord. It also blessed my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says, the son, verse 18, the sons of Reuben and the Gadites and half of the tribe of Manasseh, valiant men. Come on, valiant men. These men were warriors. Fighters, men able to bear buckler and sword. Come on. They're able to bear buckler and sword. Hallelujah. They're able to have the word of God upon them. And it says, and to shoot with bow. These were experts. Come on. They had everything that they needed. And skillful in war. Wherefore, in 4,703. They were a big army there. That went out to fight. To went out to war. And they made war with the Haggites and the with Jetur and Nephish and Nadab. And they were helped. They were helped against them. And the Hagarites were delivered, come on, into their hands. It says, and all that were with him. Come on. And all that were with him. For they cried to God in the battle. Let's stop right there. They were experts with bows. They can hold the shield and the buckler. They had all these things. They were mighty men. They were valiant. Come on and fight. But all those things, they could have gone out. Have they been successful? Probably not. They could have boasted in what they had. They could have showed how their might can just take down everything. But something went on in their hearts. Something they begin to know and understand. And it says, for they cried to God in the battle. Cried to God in the battle. So something was greater than him, than them. Even though they were in this fight, experts, wise, wisdom. But they knew there was something missing. Something was missing. Hold your finger there and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now remember, we just went over that our hearts were indicting of a good matter. Praise God. And we're speaking things touching the king. And these men were fighters to go out to the fight prepared. And they could have stopped there and went into battle. In first chapter 13, verse 1, we're reading about charity. Amen. Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. These men that went into the fight, praise God, they can begin to speak with one another. Speak with the veterans of war. They speak with the general. All those that had experienced. Amen. And could have stopped right there. And 13, it begins to read on down. Those speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity. I become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Amen. So, although you can do all these things and have all these things, but when that ingredient is missing, when there's something missing, you cannot go forward. You cannot overcome. You can't do it without the help of God. And it says, and though I have the gifts of prophecy. These men had bowls. They had the sword and the buckler. Amen. These men probably can take on 10. One can take 10 men. And it says, and though I have the gifts of prophecy and understanding all mysteries, praise God, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. So these men had all the weapons. They had help. And they could have gone through. But what was missing? Amen. There was something that they realized and understood that without us crying out to God and seeking His face, we cannot, we will win the fight. So Lord, we will not go without you. Hallelujah. And it says, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods and feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, profit me nothing. So all the great things you might have, it profits nothing if it's not charity. If it's not in the love of God. Amen. And it says, charity suffereth long and is kind and envieth not. Charity vanishes not itself. It's not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. It's not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoice in iniquity. But rejoiceth in the truth. Amen. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails. Hallelujah. Charity never fails. So let's go back here and begin to read again. Verse 20. And have, verse 20, it says, have they were helped, and they were helped against them. And the Hagarites were delivered into their hand, and all that were with them. For they cried to God in battle. That's the secret. Come on. Their heart was indicting a good matter. Amen. Touching the king. And they begin to speak of the things that touches the king. That inquireth of the king. And what did God do? His response. Because they loved the Lord. If they would have gone out boasting in themselves, what they had, what they could do, they would have lost the fight. But they begin to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon the Lord while he is nigh. Amen. And they begin to understand the love that they had, that they put God first. Amen. And they could not go out on their own strength, but they put God first. And they cried out to God in the battle. And he, my God, and he was entreated of them. Amen. So they begin to cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. And God heard their cries and began to turn his face toward the fight. Amen. And they entreated God. So what is that that good matter does when it bubbles up in your heart and you're in a battle in your life? Come on. But you begin to remember the scriptures. You begin to remember the love of God. You begin to remember what God has done for you. You begin to remember when you were in darkness. Hallelujah. The light shined. Praise God. You begin to remember that I should have been dead, but I felt the power of God and he healed my body. Hallelujah. And you begin to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. You begin to call upon the name of the Lord. You begin to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And God stepped in the fight. Hallelujah. The Lord stepped in the fight. It's not on your own strength. It's not on your own works. It's not on your own talent. It's not on your own mind. Come on. It's not anything. It's not based off of your finances. It's not your home, your car. It's not your family that can come in to help you every time. But there's a time where you are in that corner. My God, there's a time where there's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. But your heart begins to be indicting of a good man. The love of God begins to bubble up and you begin to cry out. This poor man cried, come on, and he delivered me out of all my troubles. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says, because they put their trust, hallelujah, in him. Hallelujah. That's what love begins to do. Hallelujah, my God. We begin to turn to God and love God. And while he calls, he's answered. Hallelujah. My God, are you with me? Jesus. And it says, and they took away their cattle and their camels. And their camels, 50,000. And of sheep, 250,000. And of asses, and 2,000 of men, 100,000. For they fell down. What? Come on. Hallelujah. What we begin to happen? God begin to work on their behalf because he loves you. Hallelujah. With an everlasting love. And your heart begins to see and understand how great is this love. This love is so great, as my wife said, as a hen takes care of her chicks, God, hallelujah, takes care of you. Hallelujah. And he who keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. He that keepeth Israel shall also keep you. Praise God. And it says, for they fell down slain. The war was of God. So the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. We realize and understand that my God is greater. He's a mighty God. And that the battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. So when you call upon the Lord, he steps in the fight. Why? Because your heart. It's because of your heart. Hallelujah. You entreat God with the love that you have for him. You invoke the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to come down on your behalf. My God, Jesus, hallelujah. And let me just go to one more chapter in Psalms. Go to Psalms chapter 20. Psalms chapter 20. And it reads, the Lord heard thee. Hallelujah. In the day of trouble, the Lord will hear you in the day of trouble. Praise God. And we just read the story that Manasseh, Gad, and Reuben, they were in a fight. Praise God. And they could have did it all themselves because they had all these things, talents, weapons, you name it. But they begin to cry. They begin to weep. Come on. They begin to call upon the name of the Lord. And it says, the Lord heard thee in the day of trouble. The name of God, Jacob, defended thee. Come on. That's how great this love is. It's a defense. Hallelujah. He is our refuge and our defense. And it says, send thee help from the sanctuary. That's where the help comes from. Because he loves his children. Amen. We look to the hills with cometh our help. But we know our help cometh from the Lord. Amen. The creator of heaven and earth. And it says, and strength, strengthen thee out of Zion. Praise God. And out of Zion, the blessing was commanded. Praise God. And so you look to another source. Praise God. And it's not yourself. The source comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. And it says, remember all thy offering. Hallelujah. Accept thy burnt offering. Selah. Remember. So what are we doing? We're begin to remember when we remember Christ and begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. And begin to remember what he brought us from. Hallelujah. Our prayers goes up at a sweet smelling odor. And God begins to remember. Hallelujah. Praise God. The sacrifices. Praise. He begins to remember the offering. Praise God. Of your worship. He begins to remember the offering of your tears. Hallelujah. And God steps in on your behalf. And it says, remember thine offering. Accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thine own heart. Ah, look it. We begin to come in to the place where God's heart is. Hallelujah. We begin to understand now our worship. We begin to be on one accord with God's heart. What God desires are. Amen. He desires a broken spirit and a contrite heart. He will not despise because the love, the brokenness, the humility that you have for him, and you begin to get in the place that God loves. God begins to take pleasure in that. Hallelujah. And it says, grant thee according to thy own heart. Hallelujah. His own heart. His own will. So we're not asking of our own things. But Lord, it's according to your will. Not my will, Lord. But let thy will be done. Hallelujah. We begin to come on the understanding of God's will and God's purpose. And it says, and fulfill all thy counsel. Hallelujah. Fulfill all thy counsel. That means the word of God. God's purpose for our lives. God begins to step in. Hallelujah. Because we're not asking of ourselves. Praise God. But the Spirit of God giveth utterance. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God gives the utterance. It says, we will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. Praise God. We begin to do the things what God loves. We begin to do the thing what God requires. Because our heart is indicting. Amen. Of the King. Our heart is indicting of the King. So our heart comes into his love. Praise God. And the greatest of these is charity. And we begin to lift up the banner of love. Why? Because he has brought us into his banqueting house. And his banner over us is love. So we lift up Christ. Amen. We lift up the love of God. We lift him up in worship. Praise God. My God. We worship him. What God requires is that we worship him in spirit and in truth. So that means the flesh has nothing to do with this. Amen. It requires on the love you have for God. Praise God. And God responds with his love. He responds. Amen. He enters into the fight because the battle was not yours. It is the Lord's. Hallelujah. And it says, we will rejoice in thy salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. In the Lord, fulfill thy petitions. See, God fulfills your petition. Make your prayer request, your petition be made known unto God. And what he begins to do, fulfill all your petitions. He comes in, praise God, because he's your present help in the time of need. It says, now, know I, the Lord, saveth, come on, his anointed. And we know Christ is anointed. And he resurrected Christ. But know I, now the Lord saveth his anointed. And what do we know? That his anointed, why was he anointed? Because he loveth righteousness and hate iniquity. And God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. So that means you're in line. Praise God. When you begin to call out, you're a part of the family of God. You're a fellow of Christ. Praise God. And God responds to his children. And he begins to anoint you with the oil of gladness. Hallelujah. And you begin to shout and praise God. And what happens? The enemy begins to flee. Praise God. Those walls come tumbling down. Hallelujah. And it says, he will hear from his holy hill, from heaven, his holy hill, Zion. Amen. He will hear from his holy hill with the saving strength of his right hand. What happens? Christ. Amen. With the saving strength of his right hand. Who was God's right hand? Jesus Christ. What did he do? He died on the cross. Praise God. He broke the chains of death. Amen. He opened the prison doors and set the captive free. And he rose on the third day. And when he died, we died. When he rose, my God, we rose with him. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, some trust in chariots. You see, some trust in chariots. Oh, I've got my own thing going here. I got my own. I got a nice ride. Amen. I got a house on the beach. I'm good. I don't need nothing else. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. Come on. Like the man who wants to build more barns. I'll break these barns down and I'll build more. And I'm satisfied. He kicks back. And he says, and the Lord says, you're full. Your soul is required of you. Come on. Some trust in those things. Hallelujah. But they that fear the Lord, but my God, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And it says, hallelujah, but we, come on, as they battled in the fight, but we, though they had all these things, they did not trust in their chariots or their own strength. They said, but we will cry out to God, hallelujah, but we will remember the name of our God. But we will remember that there's power in that name. We will remember there's power in the blood of Jesus. We will remember. Hallelujah. We will remember. Praise God. It says they are brought down to fallen. They will be brought down. Your enemies will fall. It says, but we. Come on, read that. But we. But we are risen. And stand uprightly. Hallelujah. We are risen. We are risen with him. And we stand in righteousness with him. Hallelujah. That's what the love of God does. It says, say the Lord, let the King hear us when we call. Hallelujah. So when your heart begins to bubble up, when you begin to see that you're down in the fight, begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Don't trust in your own strength, but trust in God, because his word is sure. Hallelujah. And the battle was not yours. It is the Lord's. The battle's, God is in the fight. God is fighting for you. Hallelujah. God has shed his love abroad in your heart. Praise God. They will fall, but us, we're risen, because in him we live and move and have our being. Come on, give the Lord a praise clap. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a praise. Praise God. Come on.